an adventure story set in the 1930s and inspired by the pulps of that era and designed to be appreciated by everybody from age 7 to dead. And it takes the form of something that we call a live-action graphic novel, which is a mashup of radio play and comic book formats. So in performance, the way it works is three actors voice all of the characters. There's live sound effects that are created right in front of the audience's eyes. There's a cinematic score that's played on a piano. And then on a screen, we project over 1,250 individual full-color, high-resolution comic book panels that tell the story visually.
Somewhere in the Carpathian Mountains of Eastern Europe, a blizzard rages. Yet, protected from the elements in a small cabin with a fire blazing on a hearth, three lone figures gather around a small wooden table.
Okay, let's get cracking. I've got a story to file. Timmy, you got a pad ready?
Yes, Molly.
Okay, Vlad, give me the skinny on this pelt smuggling ring.
I'm sorry, Miss Sloan, but I'm afraid your story may be at the...
Our heroes of our story are Pulitzer Prize winning reporter Molly Sloan, her intrepid assistant Timmy Mendez, and a mysterious librarian from Flagstaff, Arizona, named Ben Wilcott. And Ben has let Molly know of what might be the story of the century or what might be the imagination of an addled crackpot. But he has come up with this theory that Earth is on the verge of invasion from outer space by a sludge-based life form from the planet Zygon.
And I guess the group has been putting this on for a while now, right?
Yeah, we premiered the show in 2010. And since then, it's actually spawned a couple of sequels. And all three shows are now on tour. And the tour, we started touring the world, I guess, in 2011. And haven't stopped. And we've got bookings all the way through spring of 2016 at this point. So, yeah. But this is our first time to Alaska.
It is. I wanted to ask that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole team is really excited about that. Actually, our company manager and our lead actress both were interns, gosh, probably around 10 years ago, at Perseverance Theater in Juneau.
Oh, yeah.
So they both lived in Alaska for a year. And actually, one of the co-creators of the show, Ray Colgan, who also happens right now to help with merchandise, and he does some driving for the tour. He is originally from Anchorage.
Well, this sounds like just the perfect kind of show for the middle of winter in Alaska.
Exactly. It's a total escape from all of that. That is for sure.
Is it family friendly or?
Yeah, big time family friendly. I mean, it's really, I created it with my own inner 12-year-old in mind. So it's everything that I loved as a kid, you know, comic books and radio plays and adventure storytelling and pulp and tons of imagination and, you know, little Raiders of the Lost Ark and Star Wars in there, action movies from the 80s. You know, it's kind of, you know, if you grew up on that stuff and you have kids that are the right age for that sort of thing now, then it's totally your show. We see lots of nerds come out for it. So if you're, you know, a comic book at all, you'll be into it. But one of the really cool things that I love hearing at the performances is, for example, a mom might come with her sons to see the show. And the sons are really excited about it. The boys are, you know, call it, you know, 8 and 10 years old. And the mom is going because she wants to do something nice for her son. She's not that excited about it. But after the performance is over, she's like, I think I enjoyed that show more than my kids did. You know, it's one of those, it's kind of like a Pixar, the way a Pixar movie works. You know, it operates on two levels where
sure.
The kids are getting into it at one level and the adults are sort of cackling their way through it at a whole other level. And the show is really funny.